Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed has painted a pretty grim picture of what will happen if the city doesn't start addressing the infrastructure backlog. Here he is in a video pitch to voters.
We don't take this on. It will grow to be $1.5 billion and then $2 billion. And soon we will face a crisis that we cannot solve.
That's a pretty dire prediction, but let's rewind to the 2013 municipal election when Reed secured his second term. Turnout for that election was a dismal 17%. So how do supporters drive turnout for a vote in an off year on St. Patrick's Day when people typically aren't thinking about elections? Reed says the city is about to start a big media campaign with TV commercials, radio ads, and mailers.
In a very short amount of time, people will feel that they're in a campaign. But what we've learned is people don't want a long campaign.
But that campaign hasn't started yet, and we're just over 2 weeks away from the vote. Officials have been doing some automated calls, and the city has held more than 40 public hearings about the bonds. There are also social media accounts to promote them, with little notice. About 160 Twitter followers and 4 Facebook likes. But Reed is confident the vote will go his way.
I have a philosophy of winning, and if 10 people come out and vote, if 6 people vote for it, it's going to pass. So I'm not going to get trapped in what the turnout is. Whomever votes is going to decide it.
Two recent polls show an overwhelming number of voters favor the move. But on a cold February night in the Kirkwood neighborhood, only about a dozen people turn out for one of the bond meetings. And most of them were unsure or opposed to the plan. Robert Osmond lives in Kirkwood, and he's against one of the suggested projects, a revamp of DeKalb Avenue. It calls for what's known as a complete street project, removing the reversible middle lane for bike lanes and sidewalks.
The complete street idea is not in the best interest of commuters, and it seems like that is on the list to stay, and so I don't know that I'll be able to support the bond.
Mary James says this meeting is her first real look at the bond proposal. She found out about it through her neighborhood association.
If it didn't show up on Facebook, I might not know about it.
James thinks the projects are desperately needed, but she worries a big block of naysayers could vote down the referendum.
I'm sure a lot of people know about it, but maybe not enough.
Andra Gillespie teaches political science at Emory University. She says as far as turnout goes,
it's going to be very, very low.
Gillespie says these types of elections tend to bring out only the most politically engaged people.
That's not the vast majority of Americans or of Georgians or of Atlantans.
But Gillespie says the city does have some advantage in these kinds of smaller races. She says officials can identify and target their message at the people they know will vote yes.
If they can focus their get-out-the-vote efforts on sort of a small subset of the population, their odds at actually being able to be victorious are actually pretty good.
One local group is trying hard to mobilize its members. The Atlanta Bicycle Coalition has been sending out emails, posting Facebook reminders of the meetings, and getting people to weigh in during public comment periods. And in a low turnout election, the Bike Coalition's 1,400 members could be a lot. Rebecca Cerna heads the coalition, which has been weighing in on the project drafts. She feels confident her group will be able to turn out a lot of its members.
I think the people that are experiencing the city's infrastructure firsthand, when you're on a bike, you feel every pothole, are especially motivated to get out and vote.
Still, Cerna says she wishes there were more online outreach from city officials.
You have to reach people where they're at. I think they're starting to do more with social media side of things. That's where we've had the highest level of engagement. So I think having more of that conversation online and in social networks where people are already spending their time would be helpful.
Early voting has already started on the bond referendum. The fate of the vote will be decided on March 17th. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.